Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Jesse, you just finished an Italian food tour, but can you fit in a final course of Juicy Bits?
I can always fit in a final course of Juicy Bits for you, Reese.
There's always room.
There's always room for your Juicy Bits. I got to stop this. I can't go down that road.
Canadian politics is boring Juicy Bits.
Hello, my name's Reese Waters, and with me is Jesse Harley, who is in Venice, I believe.
Right that now. Is correct. And the fog has rolled in after Carnival, and it is creepy and majestic and fucking freezing cold. It's really, really cold here. But so, it's amazing. It's okay. Just every corner is like a fog-lit sort of magical Harry Potter alleyway. It's incredible.
And I hope just you didn't get mugged.
Thanks. I just did a food tour, which was really fun. And you go around and you sip some wine and you have charcuterie boards and different chocolates and met some other Canadians that were here on a trip. And it's been fun. It's really great.
So it sounds like you're having a horrible time.
Just awful. Every time
you're going to be in therapy talking about this for years.
Yeah. Yeah. My therapist will be asking me what it was like. I'll be giving them therapy. I see photos all the time of Nova Scotia, like covered in like snowstorms and blizzards, and I just giggle. So even though it's kind of freezing here,
it's kind of like everything's so that it snowed. They didn't really clear up; they just moved it a bit, and then it froze solid, and then it snowed even more, and then they piled that on top of the other stuff. And I think it's going to be here probably till about June. Do you want to do a content?
Let's do a content, Reese. Give me a Juicy Bits.
Okay. There's a story I think you might have missed going on in Canada at the moment. Have you ever heard of the artist Christopher Lamb?
I have not.
He's kind of a small-scale artist. He's got like an Etsy store. But he specializes in redesigning recognizable logos and brands and then putting like a bit of a twist on them just to poke fun at the organization. So he's done one which is kind of like No Frills, you know, the superstore No Frills brand.
Yep.
It's like a nice yellow t-shirt, but in that font it says No Shame instead of No Frills.
I've seen that, I think.
he's got another one which is like the Rogers logo, but it just says Robbers.
That's
instead.
Accurate. That's very accurate.
And one of my favorite ones is the Grand Theft Ontario t-shirt. And it's like a Grand Theft Auto mishmash of kind of like, you know, the kind of different like cartoonized characters with like Doug Ford and everybody on the of Ontario. But the reason we're talking about him is because he created a new shirt called Rob Laws.
Okay.
And the tagline is basically a spin-off of the Loblaws logo, which, but instead of the, he's kind of changed the logo a bit. So it's a gun and a shopping basket. And their slogan is live life well, and he's changed it to live life hungry instead. Which isn't a big deal. Like you see these funny shirts all the time.
That's very funny. I like that a lot.
Yeah. I think it's very
hold funny. On, I'm charging my phone and it stopped charging. I have to blow into where the microphone is. I'm sorry in advance, everybody.
So this is going to be that was a low point in podcasting. One of the worst moments in podcasting. I went from a real high point in podcasting. I think we had a guest with an American Sign Language translator on an episode today. I've gone from that to you blowing into the phone while I listen.
I mean, you didn't have to listen. I told you it was coming.
Get a plug. Well, I
got headphones on. You had a sign language interpreter on a podcast?
Yeah, we had a deaf guest, and they translated and communicated with
them. Oh,
I don't know if it's been
done. I thought it was translating
before.
For people watching the podcast, which is an audio.
No, it was purely audio, but it was allowed a deaf person to participate in a podcast. I was like,
that's amazing.
This is great. This is going to be a high point.
And then followed by me.
And then a few hours later, I'm sat in a dark room while you blow into your phone stood in the fog in Venice.
I just know how much you like it, Reese. That's why I do it for you.
Yeah.
You know, I just pretend. Every time you call me, you have to tell me about your day. I pretend that there's dirt in the mic, so I just have to hold on. I just got to blow. I just got to blow for a second.
There it is.
And I know you. I just do it because you like it. That's
all. My wife's like, why are you wrinkling your face up on the phone? I'm like, Jesse's blowing himself again. Anyway, so this is cool. You see these cool T-shirts all the time. I think Christopher is very, very creative, and I like his T-shirts. I'm probably going to buy one, but you can't buy the Roblo's one off his Etsy page anymore. It's been taken down because he's been getting threatening messages from Loblo's.
No way! Hold on. Well, like legally, yeah. Like legally threatening messages, like take this down, or we'll take you to court, or like death threats.
So he posted saying, in today's episode of What Major Canadian Corp is Coming After Me Today, we have Loblaws saying my Roblaws shirt infringes on their IP. Unless their slogan is Live Life Hungry and their logo is a gun and a grocery basket, I'm not sure it holds up. Anyway, Loblaws sucks. And if you want one, you have to now message me directly or go to the Toronto Dark Arts Market in 1279 Queen Street West. So basically, yeah, he's Loblaws are just making a big deal trying to shut him down and get rid of that T-shirt. They don't want people walking around in it.
Well, hold
which
on.
Means,
I wanna,
which means everyone, please go and buy one.
Yes, agreed. But like at the same time, I kind of want to know what they're like. We to be fair to Loblaws, which we shouldn't be because they're fucking horseshit. But to be fair, we didn't really cover what you meant by threatening messages. Like, was it just legalese? Like, hey, please stop that. That's not us. That's not what we represent.
No, they actually got Etsy to remove that T-shirt from the platform.
Oh shit! Yeah, that's right. You did say that, didn't you? Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So that's is that legal?
But I think what is happening is it's getting a ton of news coverage, and it's now falling under the Streisand effect.
What's that?
So the Streisand effect is when the unintended consequence of attempts to hide a story instead backfires and just increases public awareness.
Oh, yes. I've seen this happen before.
It comes from Barbara Streisand. I think they took photos of her house on a cliff, and she tried as much as she could to get the pictures like removed from public access, and it just blew up more attention to them.
That's funny. That's very funny.
So it comes from that. So I think this is one of those, this is a Streisand moment for Loblaws, because if you search Roblaws into Google, you get pages and pages of news results now.
That's amazing. Oh, God, love the news. They're just fucking starving little fucking raccoons. They can't stop themselves. whatever makes money, whatever brings in ratings. They don't give a shit. Like, the news used to have meaning and integrity, but now it's just, I mean, I love that they're doing this for this because this is in our favor, but like they'll do for anything. Let's face it, like anything at all.
But it's good. I like it.
Turn this to the news.
So why are you angry at the news? This is about Loblaws, Jesse.
Yeah, I know. The news sucks.
About too, much too much charcuterie has fucked your brain.
Where can we buy a t-shirt?
If you want to go,
where can we tell our audience members to go and buy a t-shirt?
I'll put it in the show notes so that you can go and buy one of their t-shirts. He did have one that was Sobeys, and he kind of tweaked it so it just said Obey, which I kind of liked.
Oh, that's good. I need one of those. My roommate works at an apartment in Sobeys, and he fucking hates it because they're just the worst. The worst.
Yeah, you hear it first. Sobeys are the worst. Thanks, Jesse.
Yeah. They are. They're
so anyway, there we go. There we go. That was the juicy bits. I just thought you should have some fun news from Canada to see what you're missing out on.
Thanks, man. I like these little juicy bits. We should do more of them.
Yeah, what are you going to do next?
I'm going to go back to the food tour people who have finished the food tour and drink some wine. And then I might go back to the hostel and drink some wine. And then I might go upstairs to my private room and drink some wine. And,
nice.
Then I'm going to pass the fuck out.
Yeah. Nice. Italy. I've got to go home. I've got to go home. Then I've got to take my son to basketball. Then I've got to wait in the car for an hour and a half.
Why can't you go in and watch him play basketball?
He doesn't want me to. He says explicitly, like, I don't come and watch me practice. And I usually try and sneak in at the end just to kind of go in and be proud dad for 30 minutes. But he really doesn't want me there.
That's, he's turning into man.
He is. He doesn't want you to spend time with him.
He's moving off from the nest. He's rebelling against his parents. It's independence at its finest.
soon he'll be kicked out of the social group, and he'll have to fend for himself until he's old enough. Anyway, cool.
Well, Reece,
all right. Well, enjoy it. Enjoy your. Okay, cool. And I'll put call to action. Go and buy one of these cool t-shirts.
Yes, please. Or if you don't want one for yourself, if you know someone who would, buy it as a gift. It helps the cause. It's a cause. Let's call it a cause. Fuck it. It's what's the name of the cause, Reece?
I don't know, like stop supermarket monopoly fight.com.
Hashtag supermarket monopoly fight.
Hashtag supermonopoly manakaraba. Couldn't be any clearer.
Yep.
Thanks. I think we've said all we can, Jesse. Okay. All right. Bye, everyone.
We'll be back. Oh, God. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Canadian politics is boring, juicy bits.
Canadian politics is boring, juicy bits.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.